Paul, as you're well aware, South Dakota is moving toward a primary election coming up in June, and we've been trying to visit with some of the candidates we haven't had a chance to talk to yet. And joining us this morning is Susan Wismer, who is one of the Democratic candidates for governor. She joins us on the line this morning. How are you, Susan?
Great. Thanks for having me.
Glad to do it. For those of us who don't know you, you're former South Dakota Democratic lawmaker, but give us a little bit of background and tell us about yourself.
Well, I'm a proud South Dakota farm girl. I was born and raised in Britain. My husband Mark and I were married there. We raised our family in Britain. I'm a CPA. Actually, I graduated from Augustana College there in Sioux Falls. And my sister and I have run a tax and bookkeeping practice in our hometown for more years than I care to remember.
So what makes a girl from Britain and CPA decide she wants to run for governor?
Well, part of it, you know, there are just some people that government is in their blood. It may be because they served as an intern in the legislature when they were in college, or in my case, it's also a little bit of family. My grandfather was in the legislature and was an REA pioneer. His name was Art Jones. And then my uncle, Kurt Jones, was in the legislature from 1970 to 1986. And so I've always had an awareness of state government. And then as I serve here in the legislature, I've been on Appropriations Committee, and so I had a bird's eye view of the choices that this administration made during the recession, and I felt like I was in as good a position as anyone to try to help people understand what happened 4 years ago and the choices that we really had.
Well, let's talk about that a little bit. Where do you think the state went wrong?
We mixed up our priorities. As it turned out, you know, 4 years ago during the governor's election, the governor never talked about, or as a candidate, even though he'd been in peer for a long time, more than 8 years, his legislative years too, he, you know, everything was fine. There was no budget crisis. And then just as soon as the legislators got to peer, it was, whoa, you know, you guys have no choice. You have to do this. You have to cut the budget. And we didn't have to. As it turned out, we cut $127 million in general fund. We had at least that and more by the time that cut year was over. We have our priorities mixed up. We put money in the bank during a recession year.
If we were to break, by the way, I should mention, Susan Wismer is our guest here. She's a Democrat running for a governor in South Dakota. 12 minutes past 8. It's cloudy and 51 here at Kello. If we were to set maybe the top three priorities, what would you see as maybe the top three priorities, what they would be if you were to become governor?
I think number one, open government and a government where there's an opportunity for all the people to be heard. As it is now, a lot of decisions are made behind closed doors. And because there is such an overpowering majority of Republicans, both in the legislature and in the administrative branch. So number one would be a more open government where more people are heard. And then, of course, education and health care. Crazy, the things that we've done to our health care system and what we're contemplating doing and not expanding Medicaid.
And then just
respecting our teachers.
And let's talk about Medicaid, in fact, because that was exactly what I wanted to ask you about next. That was one of the big topics of conversation this past year in the legislature. What do you think needs to happen there?
It's pretty simple. We need to expand Medicaid. Our hospitals, this was a nationwide proposal, a nationwide agreement, and our hospitals thought that as a part of this revamping of our healthcare system, that they would not be asked to shoulder as much bad debt as they are now. And so they agreed to an overall package that included a decrease to some rates. And now little old South Dakota is going to stand out there like a sore thumb and say, no, we don't like the way that that this law was written. We're going to stand out here and guarantee pretty much make a self-fulfilling prophecy by not participating in one of the most crucial parts of the Affordable Care Act. We need to expand Medicaid. We need to get people the preventive care that would, in the end, save us so much money if people had access to health care and didn't have to wait to go to the emergency room in order to seek care.
Susan Wismer is our guest. She's a Democratic candidate for governor in South Dakota, the state's primary coming up in June. Let's get back to education. I didn't mean to cut you off earlier. You were just touching on education. What would your approach be there? What do you think we should be doing?
Well, instead of bragging about our last place effort in education, which is essentially what we're doing when we're talking all the time about being number one in so many areas, I would revalue education. I'd make education a priority instead of putting money in the bank.
Let me talk about workforce development. That was another big topic, I know, this past session in Pierre, both Democrats and Republicans alike, who the issue of workforce development and especially about what the state should be doing in terms of trying to spur industry in some of the more rural areas of the state. What are your thoughts?
We definitely see in Britain, we actually have quite a few manufacturing jobs, and we have trouble finding people there, finding qualified machinists, finding qualified tradespeople of all sorts. It's a dual thing. We have not invested in our vocational technical schools the way we need to. We have not focused as much as we need to on the trades that we're so short in right now. And actually, these budget cuts that we had 4 years ago pretty much have a direct effect on that. One of the first or last things, the thing that so many schools, K-12 schools, had been trying to hang on to, several schools finally let go of in those budget cuts, and that was our career and technical education. Several schools, the one that I'm thinking of that would be close to Sioux Falls, Madison, the high school at Madison, closed their vocational program. So we're not letting high school kids experience those things, and it's pretty much a lack of investment in our education system.
Susan Wismer has been our guest again. She's a Democrat running for governor. Susan, for people who want more information maybe about you, what can they do?
I have a website. It's susanforsd.com. There's all the contact information there. And then also just for independents and Democrats to remember, everybody has a primary on June 3rd. And the independents can vote in the Democratic primary, and I run into a lot of independents that don't know that. So it's important for everyone to remember to go vote on June 3rd. And thank you very much, Greg.
Well, thank you. It's nice to have a chance to finally visit with you. Susan Wismer, we appreciate your time.
Yes, thank you.
You bet. Take care. And again, we'll podcast that for you as well. Susan Wismer, Democrat running for governor. And there we're working to get some of the other candidates on for you as well here in the weeks ahead of the primary coming up.